Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Houk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Kennedy scores. Callaway moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Houk and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindell moves to third. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lindell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Chandler reaches second base with a double. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss bunts towards first. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Chandler moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into right field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Chandler scores. Sternweiss moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sternweiss scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindell strikes out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Houck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Houck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houck is 0-for-1 in the game. Houck hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chandler strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace misplays the ball. That's an error on Wallace. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to third. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Houck and he is safe. Jones steals third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Houck and over to Johnson, who tags Jones for the out. Callaway moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindell hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopat strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk is 0-for-2 in the game. Houk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chandler bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Houk moves to second. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Keller takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 4-3, Yankees. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for George Dickey. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.